It's Monday, June 1st, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Three tech stories within the unrest in the U.S. Microsoft's new update is held back for some. And lessons from Salesforce on reopening. This is the Business of Tech. The headlines from the weekend of unrest across the U.S. are dominating tech response as well, and I want to highlight three threads. The first is the specific tech reaction to the incidents in terms of operations. Bloomberg reported organizations like Amazon, Target, and Apple all made modifications to business operations over the weekend in light of demonstrations across the U.S. Second is in messaging. Many tech leaders, including CEOs from Apple, AWS, Cisco, and Microsoft, have penned memos or posted on Twitter, expressing anger and outrage over the killing of George Floyd. Finally, there's a tech trend about the reactions within Facebook itself. Within the company, normally known for not airing its own internal discussions, a number of employees have taken to external communications to express dissatisfaction with the company's handling of not taking action about posts on mail-in ballots and the Minnesota protests by the president. So why do we care? Well, we care because we're human and empathy for others matters. I'm heartbroken over what is happening in my country, and everything starts there. Life can be bigger than business or tech. That being said, I'm going to observe three simple lessons. First, disaster planning means so many things. In the past few months, business plans have had to adapt to large, unexpected shifts. Services organizations have obvious capabilities to help. If you're still in need of examples to discuss with customers, well, here you are. Second, simply putting on a business perspective, a healthy society that offers equal opportunity for everyone is a good thing, and I think responsible to lead to achieve that. Kudos to these leaders, and it speaks the opportunity big and small to enact change. Finally, take the lessons from Facebook. Your employees watch what you do when you're in a leadership position. That matters, and you need to consider those moves too. Microsoft is holding back the update to Windows 10 May 2020 update to a number of devices, resulting in a compatibility hold which stops the installation. Microsoft has added a warning to Windows Update over the weekend for devices that aren't ready to be updated. Why do we care? This is a very blocking and tackling story. There's something your users are likely to see, so be aware of it. Kudos to Microsoft in this one. This seems very well managed. On their Q2 earnings call last week, Salesforce CEO Marc Benioff outlined the company's three-stage roadmap towards, quote, the new normal, end quote. The first 90 days were about rapid response, and the company is now moving into the second phase of reopening safely. The third phase, which he believes will be next year, quote, is about a new normal, end quote. Why do we care? I've been highlighting these reopening stories because I think technology is a key component to this, and there's an opportunity to help. Any business choices are made are going to require technology, so I encourage providers to stay close to their customers, and I'm offering resources and examples in the podcast to help implement. The new CDC guidelines provide lots of opportunities, but at the same time point to an extended work from home. Since many of the recommendations fundamentally change the way an office runs, significant gaps in space as well as removing all communal resources, the value of that office space goes down a lot. Technology is going to be key for a long time here to add that collaboration value back in. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Today, focusing on areas of opportunity, ways that you can help out and make a difference, because I think that also is the value of the business of tech. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.